Dodgers and D-backs, first of a three-game set at Chase Field. It's Alex Wood on the hill for L.A., replacing Rich Hill, who was placed on the DL earlier this week with a blister. That's a theme. The Dodgers have a Major League High 11 players on the disabled list. Wood getting off to a rocky start in the bottom of the first.
Rich Hill with a blister is out. There's a fly ball to right field. And deep, back goes Puig toward the swimming pool, runs out of room. It's a pool shot. A home run for A.J. Pollock, his second of the year. And so the Dodger lead, just like that, after two pitches, has been cut to 2-1. Here's Taylor to pinch hit and begin the seventh, tied at 4. Taylor fouls it off to the right, and it's nothing in one.
Bradley has been clocked this year at 99 miles an hour.
Delivers a fastball. That's well hit to left. It's on its way. Chris Taylor has hit a pinch hit home run and has given the Dodgers a 5-4 lead. Just to the right of the Arizona bullpen, a screaming line drive home run for Chris Taylor.
On a 92 mile an hour slider, it came in at 92, went out at about 102.
3-1. Scalzo's a 130 hitter. But he walks with the bases loaded, and that ties the score at 5. Gonzalez a third of the way to second base, but his shoe tops are on the infield grass. And now a balk has been called by home plate umpire Mike Polchinski. Romo wants to know what gives. In the meantime, Peralta comes in to score, and the Diamondbacks take a 6-5 lead.
Looking at his signs, he started to go. The upper body moved, and then he stopped.
0-1. Line drive, base hit off the glove of a diving Utley. One run is in. Now a throw to the plate, and two runs are in. Iannetta scores. Descalso scores. Four runs for the Diamondbacks in the eighth. They now lead the Dodgers 8-5.
The Diamondbacks erupted for 9 runs in the 8th inning as they go on to steamroll the Dodgers 13-5. Paul Goldschmidt entered play with just 1 RBI in his last 10 games. Well, Goldie had 2 hits and knocked in 2 to help Arizona improve to 7-1 at home this season. After allowing just 8 earned runs the entire month, LA's bullpen gives up 9 in the loss. Here's the skipper, Dave Roberts, talking after the game.
They were aggressive in the zone, and when we were just missing off with balls, they were taking them. They were, as we call it, keeping the line moving, and they got the big hits when they needed. It didn't help the situation, obviously, with that inning where it was still a tie game, but I didn't see the actual. I was looking at something else, and I asked Rick to see if I should not challenge it, but question it, and it was a blatant balk. Sergio's going to be fine, but, left some sliders out over the plate. One to Tomas that broke the game open, and a couple walks, but hit off the bat of Goldschmidt. An Avalon comes in, gives up 2 walks. So, yeah, very uncharacteristic. To get beat like this is always tough, but I think for us, we've got to turn the page quickly. We've got Kenta going tomorrow, and, a bullpen that I didn't expect to use majority of the guys tonight, but when their usage in that game starts to escalate, then I want to get them out of there and not bury them for the night. But it's going to come down to Kenta going out there and setting the tone and pitching well. Ross, obviously, it was one inning, and we don't have a dedicated eighth inning guy. There was righty, lefty, righty. And so Ross actually has shown to get lefties out better than right-handers. So, for him to go back out there for me, I didn't worry about the matchups. And once he gives up the leadoff double and then the base hit to Peralta, then you have to make moves to get matchups. And they chose to use 3 players to get Iannetta up there. And I still like Avalon versus Iannetta, but he got the walk, and then another matchup I like with Descalso when he walked him. I thought he threw the ball well. I thought his stuff was good, and try to get him through that fifth inning. And you know, I thought up to that point it was a pretty good ball game. You know, here it's a very offensive ballpark. But I thought the way that Alex was throwing the baseball, he deserved the opportunity to go out there for the fifth inning. And, you know, so after that, we responded. Tolles had a big hit, and we ultimately had a lead in the game. So I like where we were at. You know, sometimes outs come pretty easy, and other times you just can't stop the bleeding. So those guys comfortable in the box, and, you know, they were aggressive in the strike zone. And, you know, when you had free passes and box and things like that to get free bases, then that's sort of what happens.
The series continues Saturday. Kenta Maeda pitching for the Dodgers against southpaw Robbie Ray for the Diamondbacks.